Now, in recent years, smartphones, they've become a pretty powerful tool for memory. There is heaps of nifty apps for storing all your data, notes, important dates. But despite this, it has been said that they might actually be making our memories weaker. To share a little bit of insight now is Dr. Dana Wong, PhD in clinical neuropsychology. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So to start off with, phone apps, for all their criticism, and they do receive a lot, I think it is the basis of the entire issue here. Do you think that they actually are making us lazy?
Well, in our research, I would say the evidence says no to that. So what we did is looked at how people with different types of brain injury, including traumatic brain injury and stroke, use smartphones. And we also compared that to people who didn't have a brain injury. And in both groups, we found that people who used apps to support their memory, so that's things like calendars, notes, alarms, and those sorts of things, there was no relationship between their use of those apps and their performance on memory tests. So what that suggests is that there's no negative impact on our memory ability from using smartphone memory apps.
So does that mean that, I guess, people who do have suffered brain injuries can use these apps to, I guess, assist their lives when it does come to memory issues?
Absolutely. So there's good evidence of that, not just from our own research, but from other people's research as well. So there's some really helpful things about using smartphone apps to help support memory. One of those things is that on a smartphone, we have lots of different apps on there to help support our memory, and it means we don't have to use lots of different things like a diary, a notepad, a map and those sorts of things all separately. It's all together in the one device. And the other thing is that our phones are really good at giving us time-dependent reminders. So what I mean by that is, if we put an appointment in our calendar, and then put an alert in to say an appointment at 3 o'clock, it's going to remind us at the time that we need to leave that we have that appointment, whereas other types of devices like a diary won't remind us of that at the time. We have to remember to check it.
And so again, I guess, taking a look at people who have suffered brain injuries, are there any barriers when it does come to using smartphones as a memory aid?
Sure. So we did find that for people with a brain injury who have memory difficulties, that some apps can be difficult to learn. So what that means is that people who have a brain injury or who find the smartphone apps difficult to learn might need a bit more support in learning to use them. We found that they prefer to be shown how to use apps rather than learning by trial and error. And we're doing some more research now to look at the best ways of teaching people to use smartphone memory apps. The other barrier is age. So we did find that older adults have more difficulty in using smartphones or tend to use them less, and that's been found in other research as well. So perhaps not so surprising that people who are a bit older and less familiar with technology might find it more difficult to use a smartphone. But again, we think that this population will respond to having more support in learning how to use their smartphones.
And so I guess looking forward to the future, what can be done or what needs to be done to, I guess, get to the full potential of using smartphones for those suffering from memory loss or brain injury?
Yeah, well, there's some really exciting developments in this space. So there's some new apps being developed which help prompt people in terms of how they go about their daily life. Even people with very severe memory impairment, there's some great apps coming out that help prompt them through the steps of even, making a cup of tea or doing some basic tasks that otherwise they might need support with. And the other thing is that, more and more these devices are learning us as well, so they kind of adapt themselves to our needs. And in our research, we recommended that new apps in their development take into consideration the needs of people who have cognitive difficulties and memory difficulties by considering designing the apps in a way that's as user-friendly as possible and relies as least as possible on the person's own ability to learn that app and is more intuitive. So I think these things are happening more and more, and it's exciting times ahead.
It is absolutely fascinating and really, really important research. Dana, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dana Wong speaking to us about the use of smartphones and memory, a topic that does come up fairly often. It's one that always makes me laugh. I remember reading in my ancient history textbook back in high school, but when writing first came about, I want to say it was Plato, but one of the sort of Roman academics had ironically written it down that writing was going to make everybody lazy because it couldn't answer for itself. And, old man yells at cloud sort of deal with writing as a technology. And it just seems to play itself out over and over again. Always makes me laugh.